Welcome back to the West Side Discussion Podcast. My name is Jay. Thanks for listening. This is the third episode in a series discussing The Prince, the new distance driver from West Side Discs. This time I'm joined by Lucas Oberholzer-Hess. Here it is. Lucas, thanks so much for coming on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Jay?
Doing well, thank you. So, just because you've never been on the show before, just a way of introduction, why don't you tell us a little about yourself. How long have you been playing disc golf?
So I've been playing disc golf for, I believe, 8 years. I got into it when I was 10, just sort of through YouTube, and it's history since then.
And this is your third year with Team Westside, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How'd you get connected with Westside?
So I've always been interested in Trilogy discs. The Harp has always been one of my favorite discs, and so I sent out a request to Westside, and I had a connection with Chris Villa, the team captain, so that helped, and now I'm on the team, so it's awesome.
What was your connection with Chris?
He's pretty local. We played in a couple of the same tournaments, and you know, just kind of got to know each other that way through playing together and competing.
Very cool. So, and how long have you had the Prince now, the tester disc?
So we got the Prince in, I believe, almost 2 months ago. I haven't gotten the chance to throw it a ton.
What was your initial thought when you first got it?
My initial thought when I got the Prince, I was just really excited. It's something unique for the Westside lineup, in my opinion, like just having Matty O's name right on it on this new disc. And the feel, I mean, the tournament plastic is great. Really pretty as well.
So is the tournament your favorite of the two? There's VIP and tournament.
Yeah, I think I like the tournament one a little bit better. I've also thrown it a little bit more, just partially because I prefer to have a distance driver in that plastic, I think. It just feels a little bit more consistent. They're both obviously great. Westside's plastic is never a problem.
Right. Have you noticed any big differences between the two other than, you know, we all know the difference between VIP and tournament, but do they fly the same for you or is there any differences?
For me, I felt like the VIP was a little bit, had a little bit more turn maybe. Kind of a subtle difference. And it's hard with something that fast to tell the differences, but that's kind of what I got out of the few throws that I compared them.
Okay. So just a little bit difference. So speaking of the turn, one thing I've been asking folks, what do you think the numbers are going to be? What's your predictions?
I would say something like 13, 5, negative 1, 3. Those turn and fade numbers could obviously change a little. Maybe even a 6 glide, but yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, those numbers are those are all pretty much different than what Chris Villa said when he was on here, so it'd be interesting to see who's right with
what did he say?
You'll have to go back and listen. No, I think it was I think he said 14.504 or 0.5. I'll have to go back and listen myself too.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So we'll have to see what that is. So is this gonna fill a slot for you in your bag? What do you think?
Yeah, that's been a little bit interesting for me. You know, now that I saw that it got approved, I was like, oh, I can actually throw this now. And the main competitor for me is the Rive. And I've grown to really love the Rive over the last 2 years. So it'll be interesting to really get to know these against each other. I think that the Prince could definitely make the bag for that extra little bit of distance for me. It's got a little bit wider rim and a little bit domier flight plate. So I think a little bit more distance potential there. And the same reliability really out of the box.
So more distance for you than the Rive was getting.
I mean, they're very comparable, but yeah, I think.
Got it. Right.
Just because of those two elements.
So when discs come out and when you try new discs, what does it take for a disc to completely replace another one in your bag instead of just adding to it?
That's a good question. I think for me, there's two parts. It's sort of like the initial feeling of, okay, like I love how this feels in my hands. I know that it's going to work. You know, not necessarily every single disc in my bag feels that way, but a new one might. And then the other part is after throwing the new disc, multiple times, both in the field and on the course, and it's just like, okay, that flies so good. Like, that feels so good. I need to bag it, even if it's overlapping with another slot in my bag. Like, it's so good. I know that I feel confident when I hold that disc. So there's definitely this weird subjective aspect to it.
Right. So you mentioned that, it's very similar to the Rive. Would there be any other discs that you could compare it to? So people can kind of get an understanding of this, whether it's trilogy or non-trilogy discs.
At least with Westside, I know like the dimensions are like kind of similar to the Adder. I would say it's similar to that, just with a little bit of like turn, a little bit more distance potential there. And then compared to other companies, I think maybe the Boss is probably the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh, okay. No one said that one yet. That's interesting. All right, very cool. Now, are you going to be able to have any videos of you throwing this coming out?
Yeah, so I just posted just one throw that I had with it the other day in the field. And I'm hoping to put a little bit of a maybe comparison, more developed video with the tournament and the VIP next to each other, and then maybe compare to some other distance drivers that I like to throw. So yeah, look for more Prince content.
Yeah, that'd be good to see. And where can people find that?
My Instagram is normally the best place for content, and that is Lucas, LucasOH underscore DG.
All right, and I'll put that link in the show notes as well. Thanks so much for coming on, talking about it, getting your thoughts on it. It's interesting to hear different perspectives from different players. Anything else you want to add about it or say before we go?
Yeah, one more thing actually. I threw a couple forehands with the Prince. Being able to throw a disc backhand and forehand is really important for me. And I like parked a 400-foot hole with my first forehand with it. And I was like, well, that's cool. I can do
Oh,
both.
wow.
So yeah, just really excited for
All right,
this.
very cool. So, actual results may vary, but I'll go give that a try myself then once it comes out. Very cool.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks so much again for coming on.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
This is the Westside Discussion Podcast. Thank you again for listening. Be sure to stay tuned as I talk to more players about the Prince. We'll continue the discussion next time.